Hello, this is BitDrop number 1409, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on June 5, 2023, under the headline, Does the Government Need a New Data Center? I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. In March, the government, through iGovTT, invited tenders for a proposed Tier 4 data center facility at Phoenix Park Industrial Estate. Trinidad and Tobago has at least 5 working data centers. Getting a response to questions on the matter took more than a month, as the query was bounced from the procurement agency, iGovTT, to the Ministry of Digital Transformation. The formal statement in an email signed by Kemba Moses Henry, Business Operations Assistant 2 of the Ministry's Engagement and Behavioral Communications Unit, stated, "This data center is required to service the immediate requirements for current digital transformation programs and projects, and to support the long-term digitalization vision for significantly enhanced resiliency and security for all government digital solutions. Why is it necessary to build another facility from scratch? Why not co-locate government servers in existing facilities pending an upgrade of those facilities to Tier 4 status?" The government's digital transformation agenda is highly focused on services to citizens and the proper management and handling of government and user data. As such, there is the conviction that the need for the government to own and manage its own data center and associated technology to support those use cases with highly sensitive or confidential data sets. One of the specifications that separates Tier 3 status from Tier 4 is the provision of electricity from 2 different suppliers. Trinidad and Tobago has only one, TNTech, and changing that requires an act of parliament. The prospectus for the Ministry of Digital Transformation project includes a solar park capable of producing 500 kilowatts of electricity. Will the government generate its own electricity for the facility in defiance of law? A caveat in the published prospectus for the proposed data center notes that the project must have, at a minimum, Tier 3 certification at the point of commissioning if the elements for Tier 4 are not available within the timeline specified. Acknowledging the importance of the government retaining substantial control of sensitive national data, TSDT noted in a response to questions that it has the only data center in the Caribbean and Latin America with both TIA 942B rated 3 certification for infrastructure and DCOS Maturity Level 3 for operations. Other data center facilities run by Flow, Airlink, and Fujitsu function at a minimum of Tier 2. Digicel announced plans for a Tier 3 facility in 2015. Data center certifications are a swampland of acronyms, but the critical difference between Tier 3 and Tier 4 comes down to redundancy and uptime. The strategic deployment of duplicate power sources, components, and cooling systems raised the reliability of a data center from 99.982% availability at Tier 3 to 99.995% availability at Tier 4. That's the difference between service recovery times of 1.6 hours and 26.3 minutes annually. The largely theoretical Tier 5 sets annual downtime at 5.3 minutes. Tier 4 facilities have no single point of failure. The specification requires a duplicate active version of every component in the data center. That makes Tier 4 specified data centers as much as 50% more expensive to build. TSDT's TIA 942B rated 3 data center currently offers this concurrently maintainable site infrastructure. TSDT's data centers have grown exponentially over the years to the extent that we have embarked on projects that add capacity to both our core location services and our cloud portfolio, the company explained. This increase in capacity is readily available to the government and can be used immediately to ensure that there are no delays in the Ministry of Digital Transformation's Digital Citizen Roadmap and other key projects. The Ministry of Digital Transformation explained in its response that it plans public-private sector partnerships that will include the integration of local third-party data centers to support the expansion of its services. This will result in a general increase in the utilization of all existing data centers and is not limited to Tier 3 data centers, the intention being that they will remain and grow, the ministry stated in its responses. The Digital Transformation Ministry has specified a 6-month project completion timeline after acceptance of the tender. Some very rough calculations. A 500-kilowatt solar farm built commercial standards costs around US $1 million. Costs for Tier 4 data center construction run to US $25,000 per kilowatt, suggesting an estimate of US $12.5 million for the proposed facility. TSDT described itself as excited by the government's planned data center. TSDT stands ready and available to leverage our wealth of knowledge in the data center and telecoms field to ensure that the national data center is unmatched both locally and regionally. TSDT is 51% owned by the government, which has, in practical terms, complete oversight over its operations. Competitor Liberty Global's 49% share is silent and uncompensated, pending the sale of those shares. 8 years later, no buyer has emerged, leaving the organization in Janus's dilemma. One face towards its state owner, the other to its commercial responsibility to deliver stakeholder returns. Is it time to remove this Chinese curtain of divided purpose before spending more than TT 100 million to create a data center that already exists? The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewsct.com. Thanks for listening.